Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jack Ogilvie is a new friend, but not for long. He's got a lot more to teach us. Jack is one of the founders of Techwood Consulting and a newer venture, Legacy Press Ventures, which is an offshoot of the first one, and we've been talking about why. Jack has become an expert in ESOPs, employee stock option programs, and folks, as you've heard me say over the years, as you've heard me maybe lament as much as anything, Jack, I've been lamenting that two things that small business owners need were making them uncompetitive. As we try to see more and more small businesses are competing straight up with corporate America. You know, there was a time when we were all just mom and pop backwater, and we took what crumbs fell off the table. But today, we're more likely, as you and I indicated earlier, we're more likely to compete straight up for business with a big company and win, but they've got more capital options than we do. They have more exit options than we do. And so I've been lamenting and hoping for the day when we would have more of that. And what you're telling us now about ESOPs, I think tokens, cryptocurrencies will be another way of capitalizing small businesses. But I believe on the other end, the divesting side, taking it to the next generation, ESOP is the future, and you've got some good news on that, haven't you?
We do, yeah. There's actually, and what's kind of interesting about this is that this is one of those very few topics that's highly bipartisan. It has backing on both sides of the aisle. There's some new legislation that was just passed that specifically targets opening up lending for people that own small businesses. So under $10 million of revenue, where you're looking to facilitate a sale to the employees. And the government is basically saying, hey, we're really going to open up the SBA program to be able to make lending much easier because we want to see more of these employee-owned businesses.
So the funding will come through SBA guarantees?
Yeah, it's going to be up to $5 million loans that they just are really saying, I mean, no personal guarantees, some really basic underwriting stuff. And we went through actually a more traditional underwriting process for ours. And so, you know, I could appreciate, like, this will be a really nice option for people to have literally just passed this year. So it's a real big deal.
Now, does that work like an SBA loan? Years ago, 20 years ago, I had an SBA loan. It helped me a lot, and I paid it back. Where the bank made the loan, but the SBA guaranteed it.
Yeah, exactly. It's that principle, and it's basically that, say you have a business that's, say it's a $2 million company that you could sell outright to someone else for maybe $1 million, but if you had the right buyer, you could sell it for $4 million.
Right.
So let's say, hey, you sell it to the employees for $4 million. This program is basically coming out and saying, great, we will be glad to underwrite that transaction, help the owner achieve liquidity from day one. Here's your $4 million. And then the company just starts paying back that loan over time as you kind of transition out. And so that type of lending
is typically a loan that would be over maybe 5 to 8 years or something like that, right?
Exactly, yeah. And spread out in a way that employees can still get some of the profits. So, there's a split there. So,
but again, what we're coming back to, something we said in the last segment, if this company is struggling, if this company doesn't have the free cash, if it doesn't have the retained earnings on the bottom line to cover this kind of debt service, then it's not going to work. It still has to work financially, doesn't it?
It does, and I think, and to that point too, Jim, it has to be a business that's worth owning. About it from the owner's standpoint. You're selling this company to employees or to investors or whoever else. They do need to have incentive for wanting to own it.
It's not going to be a thing that's going to save your business. It's going to be a business worth owning. I think that's a really important way to say it.
And actually, I think something that could be helpful for people is actually on our website, if you go to legacypressventures.com, we've actually put together a series of videos that explain it from the standpoint of the why and the how. It's very kind of short explainer videos, but also some interviews with people that are Spelling shareholders, so you can see their perspective, as
right.
well as the newly minted shareholders, and kind of see. I mean, the statistics about what it's doing for employees are phenomenal. It's
how small could this could we go then with the SBA guarantees? How small could it go?
Oh,
could it go as low as five employees? $1 million in revenue? Could it do that?
Yes. If you were looking at a company that was that size, five employees, $1 million in revenue, it is possible. And you
wow.
just need to have a structure where you're trying to transfer that ownership.
Wow. Has this legislation passed?
It has. Yep. I think what happened
was
on your website.
How come we haven't heard about this? I mean, this has been.
The problem with this stuff. That's why we're here, is that it's amazing how this stuff doesn't get covered. This just kind of slept through.
When I saw that you guys were doing this, I mean, the fact that you're on my show tells you how much I'm gleaning the news. Look at me, I got an antenna that ran up about 100 feet when I saw what you guys are doing. This is the kind of stuff I'm looking for. How come I've not seen anything? I'm amazed at this. Folks, this legislation, if it's based on what Jack's telling us, this is a game changer, isn't it, Jack?
It is, because for a number of reasons. One of the things I was mentioning earlier.
Hey, Jack, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. We'll get you to finish that after the break.
All right.
I need your website, please.
Yes, legacypressventures.com.
And that's where they can find out more about this. You're teaching people about this, aren't you?
A lot of content. Yeah, a lot of good content up there to learn about it. Absolutely.
Legacy Press Ventures, ladies.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.